Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
General Salim Idris, commander of the Free Syrian Army who's fighting the Assad regime, told Morning Edition today that the U.S. is not arming rebels, at least not yet.
We are in contact with our friends, American friends here, but till now, honestly and frankly, there is no military support.
Well, also today, the Washington Post reports that the CIA has begun delivering weapons to Syrian rebels. Greg Miller, intelligence reporter for the Post, joins us. And Greg, what do you make of what General Idris told Morning Edition?
Well, what he told Morning Edition is at odds with what the spokesperson for the Syrian Opposition Council, which is, you know, the sort of umbrella organization that includes the generals, told us yesterday. So it's a little puzzling. But we obviously stand by our story. We had very solid sourcing on this one, and multiple U.S. officials telling us that these deliveries have already started. I think they're a trickle level at this point. But General Idris would be in position to know this. I mean, he has a close relationship with the CIA and with U.S. military advisors, and I think that it's unclear to me why he said what he said.
One can only imagine the chaos and PR campaigns that are going at cross purposes in this very tumultuous crisis. But tell us exactly what you found and what your sources are telling you about what the CIA is delivering to rebels in Syria.
Well, we've been sort of monitoring this story for a while because it was back in June that the Obama administration oddly, practically announced what is still a covert action for the CIA, this decision to start allowing the agency to deliver light arms to rebel groups in Syria. There was this expectation that the weapons would start flowing in shortly afterward, but it took months. Initially, there was some congressional opposition that tripped things up, and then it took a while for the agency and the U.S. to feel more secure about the pipelines of deliveries of these things. So this is a critical moment for the U.S. And as you note, it comes at this really delicate time where President Obama seemed poised to order strikes against the Assad regime and now is working to see if there's any reality to this Russian and Syrian proposal to basically surrender Syria's chemical weapons stockpiles.
Well, I see in your report today that the shipments are limited to light weapons and other munitions. Does that mean that, there had been official fear that some of these weapons could end up in the hands of jihadists because the Syrian opposition is, of course, not monolithic. So have those fears been overcome?
I mean, that's an acute fear. I don't think those fears have completely been overcome. I imagine that they really persist and will throughout this conflict. The opposition in Syria is chaotic. And, U.S. officials believe that, maybe there's 70 or 100,000 fighters that are part of that opposition, and maybe 10% or more of them would be categorized as extremists. So keeping serious weapons out of the hands of extremists is one of the objectives here and one of the problems. And that's a reason that the U.S. is not willing to ship in heavier equipment. But the CIA's contribution here is really minimal. I mean, these weapons have been flowing in from other suppliers, including Saudi Arabia and Qatar, and the agency has been involved in some of those flows, but now is just for the first time adding to them.
So, Greg, a little earlier, we heard that tape from General Idris on Morning Edition. But as you said, your sources have been telling you other things, including a man named Khaled Saleh, who's a spokesman for the Syrian Opposition Coalition. What more did he say?
He indicated that these weapons deliveries have started but have been arriving in such small quantities that it's still a big source of frustration for the Syrian opposition. I don't believe that the administration intends for these weapons deliveries to really transform this conflict or really even tilt its direction meaningfully. I think that this is in part seen by the United States as a way to establish relations and to sort of bolster the capabilities of the moderates among the opposition. That is what the aim here is, more than pouring a lot of new weapons into an already chaotic and incredibly violent atmosphere.
Even though there's no guarantee that the weapons would stay in the hands of the moderates.
No, I think that there are measures that the United States and its allies are trying to employ in this case to track particularly any deliveries of heavier armaments that might be capable of shooting down helicopters or things like that, so RPGs, things like that. I think that they're doing their best to keep track of those things. But, I mean, senior U.S. officials I've spoken to said that you can only go so far with that. Once these weapons enter Syria, their ability to limit where they go is a problem.
Greg Miller is intelligence reporter for The Washington Post. Greg, thank you so much.
Sure.